body fake for Orton, sets in the pocket, gets great time, loads it up. He wants Gaffney in the end zone. Gaffney with a diving effort, and Jabbar Gaffney's got a touchdown.
The Broncos start their second swing through the division at Arrowhead Stadium Sunday against the Chiefs team that's won two games in a row since losing at Invesco back in Week 10.
I think it's just a credit to them. Just keep working, keep chopping. That's what every team does. And somehow, some way, some teams find that formula to success. And obviously, they've done it the past couple games. And hopefully, we can put a halt to that this weekend.
It's a real good challenge. You know, they're looking pretty good right now. And, you know, we got to go out and we got to stop the run first. You know, we got to deal with Castle and Bo and all those guys. And they got a lot of momentum. And, you know, we're going to try to stop them, try to slow them down.
Slamming headfirst into a hot team, players have said all week they won't let last month's 49-29 win against Kansas City in any way affect how they prepare for this week's matchup, especially considering how productive the Chiefs' offense has been the last two games. They've scored 73 points and turned the ball over just once.
I think the last three or four games, Dwayne Bowe's had the best stretch of any receiver in NFL history. And you really, one out of every four catches is a touchdown. Castle's one of only four quarterbacks ever to have 22-4 at this point in the year.
The funny thing is he's so different from what he's been the past few years. You know, he seems more focused. He just seems better prepared than what he has been in the past. He's always had the talent. It's just going out there and believing it and doing it, being confident in what you're doing, having a quarterback you're confident in. He definitely has that now. So, I mean, that's what makes him so explosive. He seems like he believes what he's doing now.
When you're talking about a team that averages 200 yards rushing a game at home, and you're also saying that they got a receiver that's had the best stretch in NFL history, and a quarterback who doesn't make mistakes and really has done a nice job of making big plays in the passing game, I mean, you got to defend everything.
I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Broncos Chiefs at Arrowhead. Kickoff is 11 o'clock Denver time. Plenty of coverage all day long right here on DenverBroncos.com.